The budget that will come out of the Senate would cut less than the version passed by Assembly Republicans or even the one introduced by the governor. To get there, it borrows ideas from both versions, using Doyle's hospital tax to pay the bills and using the Assembly's plan to delay a state school aid payment until the next fiscal year. But the final product is a little like Assembly Republicans want, which means it's likely headed to a conference committee where lawmakers can hash out the differences. The governor says he hopes both sides are willing to compromise.
If that's the mood they're in, then we'll get this done pretty quickly. If it isn't, then I'll have to be increasingly involved to get the two houses together.
There are provisions of both the Senate and Assembly budgets that Doyle does not like. The governor says he's not in favor of delaying the school aid payment to balance the books, and he thinks both budgets rely too heavily on draining the state's reserves.
I'm trying to maintain at least, you know, $100 million in the reserves, because I think if we're going to have any further news about the economy, most people think that that news is probably not going to be good news about the national economy. So I just don't think spending our reserves down to zero makes very much sense.
Without action, the state stands to run a $650 million shortfall by the end of this two-year budget. That's because with the downturn in the economy, the state is taking in less tax revenue than lawmakers and the governor planned on when they drew up the budget last October. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.